Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Eric Perry.
Okay. Eric, would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Eric, did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. And then just one more time, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or retainers with a law firm for the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
It was yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you currently getting treatment or are you in remission?
No, ma'am. Remission. I'm done.
You're done. Okay. That's good. I'm so glad to hear that. When was your diagnosis date?
I was diagnosed in 2021. August of 2021.
August, okay, of 2021. And do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's?
What, the subtype?
Uh-huh. Was there a specific, like a specific name for the non-Hodgkin's, like a B-cell, T-cell, dyscrasia, anything like
that? Oh, yes, yes. No, no, ma'am. It was B-cell, large B-cell lymphoma, please.
Large B-cell, okay. All right, so I'll note that on here. And then what was the name of the hospital or the medical facility where you were diagnosed?
The name of the hospital is, it was in Slidell. Let me see. Baby, what hospital? Well, hold on 1 second.
Uh-huh, no problem.
It was a Slidell. Was it Memorial or Slidell Memorial?
Memorial. Okay.
Slidell Memorial Hospital, yes, ma'am.
Slidell, Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Slidell Memorial Hospital. Do you remember the address?
It's on Gauss. I think it's Gauss, but G-A-U-S, Gauss Boulevard and Slidell.
Gauss Boulevard, okay. I just want to look it up here. Oh, 1001. Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I just saw two of them. I just wanted to make sure it's the right one. Okay, so I have it here. Okay, Slidell Memorial Hospital. Okay, do you have a phone number by any chance?
For that hospital?
Uh-huh.
I know it's 985. Lord, hold on. Let me look it right. 280... 2200.
Okay, perfect. That's the one I'm seeing here. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. And then when was the last time that you were treated? What month and year?
Let me see. The last date I was done with it was
My
last treatment date or
yes,
the one
sir.
When I was finished with it.
The last time you were treated, any time you received chemotherapy or any surgeries, anything like that?
I was free of it. It's 2023.
Mm-hmm.
The December of 2023, I was cancer free.
Okay. December of 2023. And then was there a time before that where you received treatment? What would be the last time of treatment?
Let's see. What date was that? The stop date of my treatment was in 2021. It was in December of 2021.
December? Okay.
December, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll just put that on here. December of 2021. Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or the doctor that treated you?
Primary. Which one, my PCP or my the doctor that treated me to the
either one is fine. Uh huh.
Doctor Bazet.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
B I Z E T T E.
Dr. Bizet. Okay. Do you know his first name?
Greg.
Greg, okay. Dr. Greg Bizet. All right. And then do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am, I do, but I'm not at home. I'm out of town at the moment. And I could try to get it to you when I get back in town.
Okay, no problem. I just want to make sure that they are available. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
39,
okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/19/81.
11/19/81, okay. And do you have a birth certificate available if the attorney's needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And what is your height and weight?
6'4", 2, maybe 289.
Uh-huh. Around 289 and 6'4", okay. And for identification purposes, can you verify your social?
436-51-5505.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask some questions about the usage of Roundup. So just, you know, let me know to the best of your knowledge. Did you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home in my garden.
Home in the garden. Okay. Do you know how big of an area it was?
My land size is less than an acre.
Less than an acre?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So less than an acre. And did anybody else in your household use Roundup or just yourself?
Just myself.
Just yourself. Okay. And what was the address of the place where you used it?
What address was I using? On Monterey Boulevard. 740.
740, okay. You said Monterey Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the city and state?
Oh, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
You said Baton Rouge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Louisiana. And is that your current mailing address or did you move?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Still there.
Still there? Okay. All right. And did you use a Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And did you use it for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And then in total, how many years would you say that you've used it?
Say maybe four to 6 years. That was my go-to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've used it for a very long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you said about 46 years you would put.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, and approximately when was the first year that you ever used it?
Ooh, Lord. I want to say I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
To
the best of your knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. 2010, maybe. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll put 2009. And when was the last year that you used it?
The last year I used it was 2010 maybe, 2013 maybe.
2013, okay. And then just to verify one more time, you said you started using Roundup in 2009?
Yeah, probably 2009. And I probably stopped using it in 2013 maybe. I'm not sure, 2009 I started.
Uh-huh.
I used it for 4 to 6 years, so I don't know quite which, you know, what year I stopped using it when I was diagnosed.
When you were diagnosed. Okay. And then that was back in August of 2021. Okay, so you stopped using it in the year 2021?
Yeah, that's when I stopped using it completely.
Completely, okay. And then you started using it in 2009. Okay, so let me just verify here because I think I misheard. So from 2009 to 2021, that looks to be about 12 years. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, but I didn't use it. It wasn't constant. So if you ask me,
Okay. No, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, did you use it just seasonally or once a month? How many times per month?
Nah, it was monthly. Sometimes I used it monthly, but when it's cold and when you really don't need it for,
For the weeds, yeah.
but when it's cold, right.
Okay. So would you say it was seasonally about like in the summer, in the spring?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And would you say that you used it for 3 months out of the year or how many months out of the year? Just approximately.
Oh, it was more than that. It was more than that because it's only cold out this way. It's only cold maybe 3 to 4 months. So
3 to 4 months.
I probably used it maybe 4 or 5 months.
Five months out of the year?
Maybe 4 or 5 months somehow.
Okay, so 5 months out of the year. And then when you did use Roundup, did you use it like once a week, once every 2 weeks?
No, I only use it monthly.
Monthly, so just once a month, right? Once a month. Okay, so once a month for 5 months, that's about five times a year. Okay, and then for 12 years, let's see. So it looks like 60 times of exposure during those 12 years. Okay. And did you ever use any protective equipment like gloves or masks or anything?
I use gloves. Oh, ma'am, I use gloves.
Gloves, okay.
Yes,
And then
ma'am, I never used a mask.
never used a mask, okay.
No.
Right, so I'll just put gloves. And then what store did you normally buy it in?
I started buying it in Home Depot.
The Home Depot, okay.
Home Depot.
And then, do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of the product?
No, ma'am. I don't know. I'm not sure if I have any receipts from back then. I may and I may not. But if I do, I could look into my receipt box and see if I have any of those.
Okay, all right, no problem. So I'll put no for now, but if you do find any, you just put them aside in case the attorneys request them.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And let's see here. Give me 1 second while I review the information. Okay. And I forgot a question up here, but let me ask. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis, or was this the only one?
No, this is the only one.
This is the only one. Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open email if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. It looks like we're moving forward here. At the end of the questions, what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign. It's a retainer agreement, so the attorneys have permission to work on the case. Okay. All right. Perfect. So let me continue with the questions here. I do have your phone number. Is it 225-362-0570?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's the cell phone, correct? Okay. And can you spell your full name for me?
ERICPERRY.
PERRY. And do you have a middle initial?
D.
D. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Okay. And are you married?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/19/81.
1981. Oh, that's right. Okay, I wrote it up here. Let's see, 1 second. Okay, 11/19/81. How did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries? When did you find out that Roundup might be connected?
I saw something on Facebook, and yes, ma'am, and I filed an application online.
Okay, so you saw it on Facebook. And when was that approximately? What year? Was it this year or last year?
I want to say that was this year.
This year, okay.
Is it this year, last year? This year or last year?
Okay. All right. And what is a good email address for you?
The same one, MasonPerry5150@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you spell it for me one more time? I don't think I captured it.
MasonPerry5150@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, Mason Terry, T as in Tom.
P, ma'am?
I'm sorry,
Well,
Mason.
excuse me?
You said Mason Terry as a T as in Tom or Perry?
Perry, my last name.
Oh, your last name.
P as in Paul.
T as in Paul. Okay, and then 5150 at gmail.com. Okay. All right, perfect. And then what is the name of your spouse?
Dana Perry.
Diana Perry? That's Diana. Okay. And what is their phone number?
My wife's phone number is, what the hell is my wife's phone number? Smartphones make you dumb. Hold on.
It's okay.
What is my wife's number? My wife. 337 418 3013.
3013. Okay. All right. And is Diana Perry okay to be your emergency contact?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay. And she does live with you, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the address is the same. All right. And then for the usage of Roundup, did you normally use, was it a hand sprayer, a backpack, or anything with hoses?
No, it was a spray bottle.
Spray bottle. Okay. All right, so a spray bottle, and then it was residential. Were you the one directly spraying Roundup, or did somebody else use it around you?
No, ma'am, it was myself.
Yourself, or it was okay, so it was directly exposed in the garden. Okay, and do you live near a water well at all?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Do you get your water from a well anywhere?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was the one with water. You mix with water.
You mix it. Okay. So it was a concentrate. All right. And have you ever been a smoker?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you ever lose any time away from work from any surgeries or any treatments related to your condition?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And what type of treatments have you received for your condition?
It was chemo and radiation.
Chemo and radiation, okay. Anything else?
And pain meds, like the morphine.
Pain medication, okay. So I'll note that here. All right, and just to confirm one more time, your current address is, let's see, 740 Monterey Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's it for the questions here. Let me just go ahead and verify everything, make sure everything's spelled correctly. Can I put you on a brief hold for just about 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, Eric, are you still there? Okay. I forgot a few questions here. I'm just going to ask you if you had any previous illnesses. Let me know if they apply to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever had Epstein-Barr, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS or autoimmune disease?
No.
Any organ transplants?
No.
Any diabetes?
No.
Any other cancer that also required chemotherapy?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
No. Okay. All right, so that's it for the questions here. It looks like everything's filled out. So what I'll do next is I'll send you that electronic document to sign. It'll be a DocuSign. Have you done one of those before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So it'll be pretty quick. It's just a few initials, a few signatures. But I'll stay on the line with you just in case you need any help. You can put me on speaker now if you need to so that you could access the email or the text message.
Okay.
All right, and then you'll see it soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, or it'll say Mass Torch Strategies, one of the two.
Is it going to be an email?
Yes, it'll be it'll go to masonperry5150@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
or they'll send you a text message. It's the same thing.
Okay. Yes. Do you agree to receive future SMS from Dr. B.S.?
Okay, and then while you do that, I'm going to send another text message with my contact information and the name of the law firm that will be representing you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Eric, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Okay, you'll get a copy of everything that you signed in another email as well, so you have that for your records.
Okay.
All right. And the next thing that you can expect is just give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days to review the documents and the information. They'll give you a call back to do a case verification and to request any more information that they need. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I sent you over my direct desk line and the number for Pulaski, the law firm that will be handling your case. Please save those numbers in your contacts so you know who's calling, okay?
Okay. I don't see where you sent it.
Okay, let me see.
Unless it's in my email.
I sent a text message. Let me see. It's to this phone number here.
Hi, Eric, this is, okay, I have it now. I have it.
Okay, it says, yeah, I should say, hi, Eric, this is Natalia, your intake specialist. You saw it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I got it.
All right, perfect. If you have any other questions or any concerns, please give me a call back, or you can text me to that number, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you today. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.